On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's been a huge few weeks for gifted women college students in Maryland. The University of Maryland women's basketball team is on the way to the Final Four. On Tuesday night, they upset the Louisville Cardinals on Louisville's home court to get within one game of the finals for the first time since 2006. They'll face undefeated Notre Dame on Sunday. And last month, Amina Ruffin and Corey Johnson, members of the Towson University debate team, won the Cross-Examination Debate Association National Championship. They are the first African-American women's team to win a national title. On their way to victory, they bested teams from Harvard, Michigan, NYU, and many other prestigious schools. Amina Ruffin and Corey Johnson join me in the studio. How are you doing?
Good.
This is so cool.
Thank you.
Totally cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's really great. So, Amina, tell us how this works. You're given a proposition and you've got to argue one way or the other.
Yeah. So, at the beginning of the season starts in September. We start debating a resolution. This year's resolution was about restricting presidential war powers authority. And so in each debate, there will be an affirmative side and a negative side. The affirmative side will make an argument that's in relation to that resolution, and the negative side will refute that argument.
Mm-hmm. And Corey, you have argued through the course of the season for both positions, right?
Yeah, it's mandatory that you debate both sides of the resolution all year. So, you know, during the preliminary debate of each tournament, you have four affirmative rounds and four negative rounds.
And it's the same topic for each round?
Well, yes, it's the same resolution, but you can affirm that resolution in different ways, right? So there are many different presidential war powers. There are many ways that you can restrict presidential war powers. There are many methods by which we could restrict presidential war powers. And so there are different, many topics inside of the resolution.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, so this resolution actually was in play for the whole season, not just this championship.
Yes.
So you really dug deep into
this. Yes, we started our research during the summer, and then throughout the year, we kind of supplemented with more research, but yeah.
And as you go along, I mean, when you finish one competition, you come up with some more ideas.
And stuff.
So how do you do this? How do you prep for something like this?
Oh, Lord.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
You're both shaking your head going, oh, yeah.
A lot of work.
Maybe I believe about 60 hours of work per week. We do a lot of research. We like to talk specifically about kind of bringing in lived experiences into discussing politics, discussing policies. And so in this year's discussion of Presidential War Powers Authority, a lot of our research discussed the way that people of color related to Presidential War Powers Authority, and also looking at some more critical ways, using some critical literature to approach the topic of Presidential War Powers Authority. And so we just all through the season did that research. So much research.
Yeah.
So much time.
Yeah. So, Corey, it's called the Cross-Examination Debate Championship. Do you get to literally cross-examine the other team?
Do you
talk to each other?
Yeah. So a huge part of debate is, well, cross-ex. But so we have the way the debate is set up, everyone has constructive speeches and rebuttal. So per each debater in the round, which is four debaters, two from the affirmative, two from the negative, everyone has one constructive and one rebuttal. And then in between those cross-ex, in between those speeches, there's a cross-ex. So everyone also has to answer questions. And so that's kind of where the most refutation happens, because both sides are speaking and trying to get their point across to the judge.
Mm-hmm. So this is a judged decision. So you win because the judges declare one team the winner.
Yes.
But when you're talking to the other team, are you trying to trip them up?
I mean, definitely.
There's a strategic advantage to asking. You want to punch holes in their argument.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And so in cross-examination, you may want to try to get them to agree with your side. Ask them a series of questions so they kind of, their conclusion is what you want their conclusion to be, which is ultimately what your argument is. And so the judge is able to sit back and watch this, but at the same time, you're convincing the judge, because the judge is like, hey, well, they're agreeing with you. It seems like you must be right. So that's the fun part about
it. Oh, it does sound like fun. Yeah. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Amina Ruffin and Corey Johnson are with me here in the studio. They are from Towson University. They have just won the National Debate Tournament. It was in Indiana. They are the first African-American women to do this. So, Corey, do you have like a debate hero? I mean, are there rock star debaters that you whose style you like to emulate and like to you know, be inspired by?
I have a few. I would like to think that Shannara Reed Brinkley and Liz and Tanya from Louisville and Shannon and Regina from Georgia State University are just a few of the black women that I've looked up to, because there haven't been a lot of black women in the activity of debate. And so them just being there has inspired me to do well in debate.
Now, are they your contemporaries? Are they people who've now graduated?
They are people that have long graduated, you mm-hmm. know, with, I would say, 10 to 12 years. And so, you know, looking back at their success and looking back at all the roads that they paved, I would like to think for Amina and I to be here is, you know, just extraordinary to me. And that I think that pushes Amina and I to kind of like keep paving that way for, you know, little black girls that were in the same position that we were in when we were in school. Mm-hmm. So seeing them pave those ways make us, I think, want to pave that way.
When you all are preparing, do you ever disagree with each other? Do you debate each other about your strategy going into the debate?
Yes, very much so.
Is that a way of keeping yourself sharp?
We had a small little debate before the final round.
Yeah.
Because Corey did a lot to prepare the argument that we ran going into the final round. And I looked at the argument. I was like, yeah, okay, I really like this. And I was like, well, what if we change this one small part of the argument? And so we were kind of going back and forth for a little while during our preparation time, trying to figure out whether or not we would change that part of the argument, how we would change it. And we ended up changing that small part, but also being able to work together to figure out the best way to go.
And I think that works out best for us, because if you have two people that think exactly alike in debate, then you'll never be able to see the small things that need to change in order to, you know, be successful. And so I think that me and her sometimes disagreeing with certain positions of our arguments or kind
it'll
of seeing
help illuminate
past,
it. Yeah.
It'll help illuminate some of the fallacies within the argument.
Yeah. So last presidential election, did you watch President Obama and Governor Romney debate?
I did.
And were you sitting there like with an expert eye saying,
like,
oh, Obama should have said this?
Yeah.
That first one especially, were you just like going crazy?
Well, okay, so I turned 18 last year in July, so I'm still 18. And, you know, I see all of my peers, because I'm a sophomore in college, and so watching my peers, you know, oh, well, you know, I think this was great about, you know, Romney's debate, or this was great about Obama's. And I'm like, they're both pretty terrible at debate, actually. They're both pretty terrible. That's what I'm thinking in my mind, so.
All right, well, we'll leave it at that, because I'm not about to debate that or any other point of view. I'm in way over my head here. All right. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Thank
congratulations
you. No
again.
Thank you so much.
Amina Ruffin and Corey Johnson, they're students at Towson University. They won the Cross-Examination Debate Association National Championship in Indiana last month. They're the first African-American women to win a national debate tournament. We've got more information on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up after the break, what to see on the silver screen. Movie Mayhem with Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday after the news. Stay with us.